Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli airstrikes killing nearly 40 people in Gaza overnight. The deaths coming after Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in the Middle East that Israel has accomplished its objective of effectively dismantling Hamas. The Los Angeles District Attorney is recommending that Eric and Lyle Menendez be resentenced. The brothers serving life without parole for killing their parents in 1989. Mark Garagos is their longtime attorney.
After almost 35 years, it's quite a turn of events. It's been a long slog for them, and I think they're cautiously optimistic that they can see some real relief at this point.
New evidence has surfaced suggesting the brothers were abused by their father for years and that they were actually too young to be sentenced to life without parole. The presidential election now just 11 days away. Vice President Kamala Harris teaming up with Beyonce tonight for a rally highlighting the medical fallout from the strict abortion ban in Texas. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's at Northern Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, November 1st from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's a Friday night skate party in Hayward. Wear your Halloween costume and be entered into drawings throughout the night. The doors open at 6:30 p.m., skating is from 7 to 8:45 p.m., the entry is $7, and skates are a $3 rental. Anyone 9 years old and younger must have adult supervision. Once again, this is Friday, November 1st from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., over at the Hayward Sports Center and Community Park for Friday night ice skating. Then, Saturday, November 2nd at 3 p.m., it's Chicago-style hot dog day at Ripsaw Saloon in Prentice. Backed by popular demand, they invite you to come on down and enjoy Chicago-style hot dogs. They have Vienna beef hot dogs, lime green relish, sport peppers, onions, mustard, celery salt, pickle spears, tomato, and sesame seed steamed buns. Once again, that is Saturday, November 2nd at 3 p.m. at Ripsaw Saloon in Prentice. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Bulls tonight in the home opener in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez on the new look to the Bucks backcourt.
For us, it's all about knowing our next job, trusting one another. So I know that our guards like Dame, Torian, GT, all night, they're going to get in their guys, give them one option, make them do something. And so we just react.
College football, the Badgers host number 3 ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. Wisconsin is 5-2 with 3 straight wins. Penn State undefeated at 6-0. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars on Sunday. Yesterday, the Packers holding a long practice in pads. Coach Jeff Hafley.
Today was our best Thursday practice we've had. And that's not coach speak. I'm not going to BS you guys. It was. The energy was there. The execution was there. Guys are taking ownership because they're running stuff that they believe and they are good at, and they're getting confident in it.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers wrap up the practice week today and face the Jaguars in Jacksonville on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott. Romeo Doubs has performed well the last 2 weeks since coming off his one-game suspension. In the last two games, Doubs has 11 catches for 143 yards and 2 touchdowns.
It's great because he made some very tough, difficult catches in this last game. And that's what we expect from him. And it's not a surprise because we see it all the time in practice. Hours that he puts in that nobody sees. I mean, he's in there on the jugs machine at 7 o'clock in the morning or 6:30 in the morning. So, he is just consumed by football, and he's going to get everything out of his career.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
After the training camp and preseason that rookie Evan Williams had, you just knew the Packers couldn't keep him sidelined for too long. He's been rock solid over the last few weeks and was asked how much did bringing him along gradually help.
You kind of want to dip your toe in the water first, you know, get a few reps, you know, just to start, just to, you know, gain that confidence, you know, gain that confidence with the group, be able to look in the mirror and tell yourself, okay, I belong here. You know, I'm comfortable with the speed. And I think he did a great job of just integrating us and putting us in positions to succeed.
Packers and Jaguars on Sunday. I'll have reaction on Monday on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
We are looking ahead to a pleasant, sunny, fall-like weekend today. Mostly sunny, a little breezy. We'll get to 55 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25 today. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
And our day of giving continues, wrapping up our week of giving. Thank you to folks who pledged during our little news break there. We want to thank Connie Scott from American Family Insurance for her $250 donation. I'll put a challenge out to other insurance agencies to step forward. And thanks to Anne Marie, and thanks to an anonymous donation. We are over 2,000. We're at 2,331. So, Tanya, we're moving.
We're moving. And I just want to send a huge thank you to everybody who is donating and putting pledges out and donating on the baskets. We are so grateful for everything. Thank you.
All right. Our goal is to get to 3,000 by 10 o'clock, so we got a little bit of work here. I won't start groveling and begging until we get closer to 10. But update those bids if you want to bid on some of the stuff that's going on. With all the donated items, almost everything has a bid now, and people are having a lot of fun, Tanya, with all those donated items and having fun bidding on those. It's cool.
They are, and they're really awesome items. They look even better in person. So
yeah, stop on into the radio station.
Yeah.
Everything is right here. And we have, throughout the day, we're going to be talking with people involved with Catkins, and we have Gay Polacek, who is a board member and a foster home also for some of the pets. Gay, good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Yes, thank you for all your time and effort with Catkins. What led you to be a part of Catkins and a desire to spend some time with these furry guys and gals out there?
Well, I used to raise Australian Terriers.
Okay.
When we were younger, and then we went to Morgies, and our dog passed away, so I started taking some of her items out there and started seeing what was going on. Plus, I had heard that they were looking at adding on. And so I talked to Larry and said, would you consider donating some of our equipment for this? And he goes, well, let's just at least find out about it.
Sure.
So I went out and talked to Tanya, and Tanya said, oh, by the way, would you like to be on the board?
There you go.
And there I started.
All right. Fantastic. So you are a foster home to pets. So talk a little bit about that, because I tell you what, when my wife and I have talked about this before and how we admire people who do this, our neighbor did it for, I think maybe still does it for pets. So talk about that process, because I think when people think about taking in an animal temporarily, there's a lot of things that run through their mind. And number one is, will I ever want that pet to leave my house? How many pets am I going to end up with? So talk about the process and how it's been for you, Gay.
I would have to say it's mixed feelings. We brought in a puppy, and she was black lab poodle and shepherd, and she was awesome. But when we first got her, she was probably about 6 pounds, and when she left, she was 21 pounds. I went through the potty training, the crate training. We walked. I actually did it so that our little girl would start getting adjusted to other animals, which she did, which impressed me. Is it easy? No, because with a puppy, you're thinking, oh, do I really want him to go to another home?
Yeah.
But the point is, you have to look at it as everything you put into that animal is for their betterment in another home. And that is to make it a successful home for that animal.
Sure.
So she or he doesn't come back or doesn't get let go someplace else.
Yeah.
So
you're kind of being a life coach.
Right.
For the animal and preparing them for their next home. And it's not for everybody. You have to have the place, obviously, that will accommodate that. But are those types of volunteers, the foster, Tanya, is that something that we're in need of? Is that something that's been...
Yeah, definitely. So we get all kinds of animals in at Catkins with all kinds of backgrounds. And so sometimes we'll have an animal who really regresses at the shelter and has a lot of kennel anxiety, or even a cat who we know was in a happy, friendly home, did well in that home, comes to Catkins, completely regresses, doesn't make any progress. We definitely are always looking for folks who are willing to foster those animals, which can be more challenging. Definitely medical animals, nursing mothers, kittens, puppies, and seniors. The thing is, with the fostering, it is challenging. It is bittersweet. It's hard to let the animal go. But also, Catkins is always there for the foster family. We're always available 24/7 if you have questions, if you need supplies. We provide all supplies and food and vetting for the animal. You're providing a stable, loving home environment temporarily for the animal. So it's really rewarding, and I think Gay can probably attest to the fact that when she helped us do the adoption with her puppy that she was fostering, it is a really good feeling to see them leave with somebody who's so excited to have them in their home, and also for that foster family to tell that new family all about that animal and what to do, what not to do, what the animal does well with, what they need work on. So it's invaluable to a rescue to have a foster.
All right. And how does... The length of a foster care, how is that determined? Is it just kind of communicating with someone like Gay who is with a pet and kind of take it from there, and time will vary then?
Yeah, so most of the time I can kind of give a timeline. Like with a puppy, it depends on their age, if they're old enough to go to the vet. So we're pretty transparent about the fact that sometimes it'll be more long term. It depends, you know, are they going to get an application or not? If they don't, and sometimes the foster families are traveling or they can't take the animal with them, well, then we're more than happy to take them back, and we remind them that even a day out of the shelter is worth it. So some fosters say, I don't want to foster, I can only do it for a week, and I feel guilty bringing them back. But honestly, that 1 week could be all the difference for that animal. You could tell us so much more about the animal than we'll know if they've just been at the rescue. We know how they are in a home, what we need to work on with them. So any amount of time is valuable to the animal and to Catkins. But if you can commit to longer, you know, some fosters are medical fosters that have to be with a family for months.
All right, this is our day of giving, wrapping up our week of giving for the Catkins shelter. Our total with bids and donations, $2,341. So we're looking to get to $3,000 by 10 o'clock. So if you want to pledge, give us a call. You don't have to come in today. You can just pledge, and we'll find you next week. 715-762-3221. Gay Polachek, who is one of the volunteers out there at the shelter and a board member. Gay, one animal, if I say one animal that comes to mind, that was the hardest to get rid of that you fostered. Which one is it, Gay? Which one?
The last one.
The last one. Always the last one.
The last one.
Yeah.
She was exceptional.
Yeah.
She really was.
But found her forever home, huh?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, and I was so happy.
Yeah, fantastic. What about your, everybody who's a guest in here has to answer the question, talk about your experience maybe as a child and animals. What stands out as a dog or an experience you had with a pet that really turned on your love for animals?
I would say we had an Irish setter that came to us that had been put into, what's the word I want to say? She was kenneled, and this person raised all these Irish setters, but they had kennels upon kennels upon kennels on top of each other.
Kind of like a puppy mill or something.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she was taken, and the person that got her asked my parents if we could take her. Now, this dog was so afraid of everybody that I would literally, if she got away from us, I would have to run in the woods and fall down and pretend like I was hurt, and then she would come over and check on me. And that's what
yeah.
did it.
Yeah, everybody has that link. That's right.
Yep.
All right, Gay. Well, we thank you for all of your time and effort for Catkins, and very rewarding, I'm sure. If anyone's been thinking about being a volunteer, something as simple as helping out, walking the dogs or feeding the cats, it's very rewarding, I would guess, right?
It is. It is. I started cleaning kennels and started walking, and then started fostering, and I can't say enough for Catkins. I just can't.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable out there.
All right. Thank you, Gay. Appreciate all you do for Catkins. Check out 98qcountry.com. All the bid items are there, top of the page at the Catkins fundraiser. Check it out. Have some fun bidding on those items. We will close out a handful of items just after 10 o'clock, so stay tuned here throughout the day.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner, because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls, or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Cozy up this fall and winter at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Join them Wednesday through Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. for amazing specials. Dive into their Shrimp Palooza for just $15 on Wednesdays. Savor mouthwatering prime rib sandwiches on Thursdays. Indulge in a fantastic Friday fish fight featuring perch, walleye, and stuffed flounder. Don't miss Saturday's prime rib and lobster. Book your fall weddings, holiday gatherings, and business Christmas parties now at 715-762-4447. Please check their Facebook for special events. Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deer.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale, some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right. So they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. Can't make it down here. Our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1 month, 1,000-mile warranty. We got some nice inventory that are looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete, Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the
update.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them opened? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are looking ahead to a pleasant, sunny, fall-like weekend today. Mostly sunny, a little breezy. We'll get to 55 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25 today. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
It's 9:24, our day of giving, wrapping up a week of giving for our Catkins Animal Shelter. We are at just over, what is our total? We had a lot of bids come in there during the break, and we are at 2,361. Looking for a few people to step forward with some pledges and give us a call at 762-3221. You can stop in if you want, right on Highway 13 in Park Falls, and drop off 5, 10, 20, whatever. It all goes Catkins, 100%. $10,000 is our goal. And throughout the day today, we'll be talking with folks involved with Catkins, volunteering and such. And we have Ron Brendelin with us, who is a foster guy. And what else do you do out there, Ron? A little bit of everything, it looks like, right?
Yeah, like just volunteer in general.
Yeah.
And that's what I like and want to express to the community is that there's something for everybody. Whether it just be walking the dogs, I'll bring tools out to the place and do some maintenance.
Yeah.
I made the dog bowls, and I donate things so that we can try to raise money.
Oh, you're the guy with the dog bowls here.
Yeah.
Oh, those are really nice. I love those.
I like to just hang out with the cats.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we'll clean their ears. You know, but just hanging out with the dogs. And I'm not one of the volunteers that is on the set schedule. What I do is I look at the schedule and see openings, and then I try to fill in the openings. So I'm never tied down to it, but I still end up being there, you know, several times a week. And then, like, you know, some winters we'll have a bad snowstorm, and I'll know that these dogs need to get walked. And, like, we got to get out there, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
There's been times where it's just been me and someone else that... and that's, you know, that's why this is so important. It's, you know, you have your dogs at home, you know, then think about these dogs. They only get, you know, this limited contact, you know, to get to go out for a walk twice a day. Mm-hmm. You know, it really makes you want to go out and help them.
They're social animals. They're social animals, and they just love that interaction. I can imagine you, Ron, in a room full of 69 cats. I mean, just had that visual when you said you were hanging around the cats. I thought, well, that'd be fun.
And let me tell you, Ron is also a volunteer who dangerously hangs around the cats because he usually ends up taking an animal home with him, which his wife is not always happy about. But Ron's a volunteer who always shows up when we most need him, but we don't know he is going to show up. We'll be short on walkers, and all of a sudden Ron will pull up, and we're like, there's Ron again.
Mm-hmm.
So like he said, you don't always have to be on our set calendar schedule, which we do put out every month for our active volunteers. Sometimes you can just go off a flexible schedule or just as needed. And Ron also, like he said, he's shown up before after major snowstorms, and he's gotten stuck out in our driveway, and he still keeps coming back no matter how how things happen for him out at the rescue. He keeps coming back, and that's how our volunteers are. They're just very dedicated, and we're so grateful for them.
Yeah, and that, like we mentioned with Gay, that the foster fostering process is very crucial for you, especially yes. with your limited space right now.
It is.
The foster people like Ron is so crucial, right?
Yeah, and Ron does a really neat thing in that he takes a lot of our dogs out just for day trips to the dog park or to his house, or he'll take them to an event to get them exposure. And that's another level of fostering. You don't have to take them long-term overnight even. You could just get them out of the rescue. And that goes a long way for a dog, to just get out for the day and go for a walk or to be socialized with another dog. Ron has a cat at his house and he has grandchildren. So he can tell us if the dog does well with the cat, with the grandchildren, just by taking them out for an afternoon. So it doesn't always have to be this long-term commitment that can sometimes intimidate people.
All right, Ron, we hit up every guest to talk, dig deep back into your past, and maybe a dog or a cat that stands out in your memory as one that was really a great experience for you.
I think this right now, this is my time for animals. You
really?
Know, I'm just loving it. As I was driving here today, I was thinking, and this, I just wanted to say this, I was a volunteer EMT for 25 years, and that's a very satisfying volunteer organization, but doing this, you get such instant gratification with those animals. They just love you unconditionally, you know, and it's just amazing that you can feel so good. And another thing I want to say to the community, it's a great way, this community, the small community that we're in with Catkins, it's a great way for you to meet other people. You know, I would never know any of the people that have spoken today without Catkins. And then you like see the other people around town, you know that so-and-so is fostering, you know, this little dog, and then you see them at the music in the park, you know, and then you go visit them because you know the dog, you know, where you'd never go interact with these people. So I just think it's such a great thing for our community.
Yeah, they're not only dogs are great socializing animals, but making us humans socialize too. Now, cats are another story. You know, cats are have their own personalities and such. But, you know, cats kind of get a bad rap, I think. You know, the cats, you know, they do their own thing or whatever. But everybody listening right now probably has had a cat, or if you are a cat person, or can maybe has one now, where that's not how they are. We have a cat at our house that demands attention, demands lap time. Don't you dare forget about me. I'm right here. So cats have that affection too. They can have that, right?
Oh, for sure. And actually, Ron here adopted a cat from us, and it's an orange tabby male, and they're notorious for being big hams with big personalities. And Ron can maybe tell you a little bit about how he actually has a harness for his cat, and he takes his cat out like a dog.
Yeah. And likes it, huh?
Yeah, he likes it. If he was here right now, he would go push that pop can off the counter, and he would cause as much trouble as he could.
Just I've always thought that, especially with the social media era we're in now, where people's focuses are so much on computers and social media, and our minds are always going, having that outlet of just kind of forgetting about all that and spending time with a dog or a cat where you shut that off in your mind, I think it's socially healthy, Ron, don't you think so?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Because sometimes we get caught up in that. We're always checking our phones and checking this and that, and just having that time. My wife and I go for a walk with our dog every day. It's a nice day, and it's just a time to just focus on the dog and just kind of relaxing.
And I like to think too, like with our dog walking volunteers, that's part of the process of volunteering, is you're not just helping the animals. In a lot of ways, the animals help you. It's like a therapy when you're out. We have some beautiful country trails that are mown for the dog walkers to walk the dogs on, and there's benches so you can sit with the dogs, and I really do think it's therapeutic to end your work day or whatever day you had and head out to Catkins and leash up a dog and go out on the trails with the dog, and or go pet a cat, and there's a special feeling with that you leave happy with a smile on your face. Like Ron mentioned, you really can't replicate that feeling that you get from helping these animals and spending time with them.
Yeah. Well, Ron, we thank you for all you do for Catkins. Thank you so much. It's always good to have a handyman, a guy who can fix stuff and plow the snow and even handle the cats and the dogs. So thank you for all you do for Catkins, Ron. Appreciate you very much.
You're welcome. Thank Tanya for all her work.
You betcha. She
brings us all together.
Yeah, it's great. It's important to have a good leader, that's for sure. So we are about $600 short of $3,000, $2,406. Let's get some pledges in. Let's make that happen before 10 o'clock. We got a half hour to get that up to $3,000. 715-762-3221. American Family Insurance. Connie Scott, thank you for your $250 donation. We're going to update all the bid items with Gray. We're going to get him in studio here in just a moment.
98Q Country.
Light a candle. Turn all the lights down low. Baby, let's just lose control. Lose control. I can handle every single curve, you know. That I love you, let me show you.
Their variety.
98Q Country.
Giving a 98Q Country with Gretchen Wilson. Joel here and Gray will be on the air more with us midday and this afternoon. So he will be, he's doing a lot of behind the scenes work, as is Austin and Brianna and Darla. So thank you to everybody pulling together to make it all happen here today. So far with our bids and our pledges, we are at $2,426. So we're looking to get to 3,000 by 10 o'clock. So if you are able, maybe as a business or an individual, to help out a great nonprofit organization, our Catkins Shelter, just give us a call, make a pledge. We'll make good on it later. That's fine. 715-762-3221. Thanks to R&T Window Cleaning. Rich dropped in yesterday and pledged $100. Thanks to Ross's Sports Shop for their $100. Thanks to Connie Scott. She has always supported. Anytime we've done fundraisers, she's always been a big supporter with American Family Insurance. $250. Thanks to Anne Marie for your pledge. So $2,436, and the bids are still pretty hot here, Austin.
Oh, I just watched that update in real time.
They're getting hot. Well, it went up $5. All right. And we're going to close out just a handful of items, probably five items, coming up at 10 o'clock. So stay tuned. Gray is updating some bids as we speak. But we're having a lot of fun here bidding on this stuff. Pretty much, not everything, but most of the stuff has an opening bid already, doesn't it, Austin?
Absolutely. Do we want to list the items that we're closing just in case people want to get final bids in, or
yes,
we'll leave that a surprise?
Yeah, we're going to, we'll tell them on the air, and then on the spreadsheet where it says sold, question mark, on the right side, it will say 10 a.m. if
you'll
it's
find the
out.
Items highlighted in yellow.
Yep, highlighted in yellow. So that's the Renew You $85 certificate. That will close out at 10 o'clock. The Lazy Loon Lodge $20 certificate.
One of the Lazy Loon certificates.
Yeah, that'll close out at 10. The Oh Dear Nutrition, one of those will close
both
out
of
at
those
10.
Will.
Both of those will. Ooh, bright yellow. Nice, Gray. I like that. And one of the cat dolls. From yesterday's Reflections, a $50 bid on that. That will close out. So we have five kind of all bunched together, and
so
we'll close
those. If you're interested
those.
In those, give us a call or email.
Yep, give us your best bid. If a bid comes in right at the last second, we'll give time to respond to it. So we'll try to be fair to everybody with that. So we thank everybody for their bidding. We have a couple items, Tanya, a couple items that we're going to add to the list, I think, that you mentioned came in a little bit late that we'll throw on there. What do you got?
Yeah, actually, we have some handmade jewelry from Lynn Wallace, and it's pet-themed, and we'll get some pictures up of that. It's
yeah.
really beautiful with beads from, I think she said, Germany.
Oh, cool. Ooh.
Yeah, really nice stuff.
All right, so we'll get pictures of that. We got a lot of time. We're here till 6 o'clock tonight. With our day of giving for Catkins, the complete list of items, if you're hearing about this for the first time, 98qcountry.com. Click on Catkins Fundraiser at the top. There's a list of items with a lot of photos, but at the very top, right below the Catkins picture, where it says bids or updated bids, click on there. You'll see the spreadsheet. As Gray updates it, you will see the bids update.
And
there.
I did have a caller where they didn't have the top part of the page, just I don't know if they were on mobile or something. If you see three lines in the corner of the webpage, tap or click on those, and they should open up a little menu where you can see what we just talked about.
Yeah, okay. So photos are on there of most of the stuff, and you can stop in, too. We'd love to have you stop on in and bring us a chocolate chip cookie if you want, and take a look at all the items. Everything that is on the website listed there is here, right here in the studio, physically in studio for you to view. So stop on by and take a look at them. We're going to get Gray in here with bid updates coming up in just a moment here.
98Q Country.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I got a hankering for four wide tires, and I can't help it. It's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close. Boy, you need to know. I got a heart like a truck. Been drugged through the mud, runs on dreams in gasoline, and that old highway holds a key. It's got a left foot down when it's leaving. Lord knows it's taking a hell of a beating. A little bit of love is all that it's needing, but it's good as it is tough. I got a heart like a truck. Shine it up, rev it up, and let it run, yeah. It gets a high riding off into the sun, yeah. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drugged through the mud. Runs on dreams and gas.
Laney Wilson at 98Q and our Day of Giving, benefiting Catkins here at 98Q, and Gray Gunderson, who has literally been nonstop on his laptop for about the last hour and a half, updating bids. Pretty fun to see all the activity and all the people being a part of it, Gray.
Forgive me for those of you who are not fans of the gray and white color format. If there's something better I can find, I'll update it. But just trying to get all these numbers down in order. I appreciate everybody sending in their bids, the item numbers with their item descriptions. If you send us both, I've got the best chance of not making a mistake. And there are two item number systems that are at work. So just use the one right next to the name, please, if you can.
All right. We have five items that are highlighted in yellow on the spreadsheet that will be closed out at 10 o'clock, right?
Yes. We've got Renew You Spa. That's an $85 value, currently at $75. Lazy Loon Lodge, $10 value, currently at a $20 bid. Thank you to Brianna Garrison for that one. If someone wants to one-upper, you're welcome to do so. Oh Dear Nutrition, both $25 certificates have $20 bids on them. So there's still some room there. And the Cat Doll from yesterday's reflections, the first one of the two that we have, is at a $50 bid. Tough to say, that's handmade, so the value on that one is kind of priceless in a way. But take a look, find those items online on 98qcountry.com. Find the bids at bid updates, and we've got, 13 minutes, more like 12 minutes before these items close out.
Yeah, and just about everything, with the exception of a couple things, have opening bids on them. So take a look at that. I see MSC Creations, $25. You can get an opening bid going on that if you want. The Moose Jaw hat, shirt, and tank top. The tank top alone, I like that. Need an opening bid, and it's a big tank top too. Is
Cornhole
still
players in tank tops.
Still leading an opening bid, and the pet, one of the pet doors that we have, is needing an opening bid. Number 70 and number 73, the pet portrait, is in need of an opening bid also. All right, the rest, everything else has a bid, so take a look at them. And maybe there's something in there that that you like. You can stop on by during your lunch hour, take a look at all the items that are right here at the radio station. We are at $2,451. So if someone out there right now is a business, or you maybe you're an individual and you looked at your 401k statement yesterday and it went up another 2 percentage points, $500 would pretty much do it. I mean, if you wanted to pledge $500.
That sounds about right to me.
If you don't ask, you don't get it, right? So $500 would be a great number to push us. We want to get to $3,000 by 10 o'clock, and we only got 10 minutes to do it. So let's go here. 715-762-3221 is your phone number to reach us here in our Catkins Day of Giving.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Looking for a little sass with your gas? Chuck's Little Station in Prentice has you covered. Chuckle sassy, yeah, Susie's got the gas, and Jennifer's award-winning pizzas will blow your taste buds away. Serve from 6:30 a.m. daily. Open bright and early. Go pay at the pump. Come in and say hi. Visit Chuck's Little Station in Prentice, Wisconsin.
Northwoods Community Credit Union encourages you to be a voter.
Be a voter. Voting is cool. Be a voter. It's the coolest thing to do.
As Election Day gets closer, be sure you're registered and know your polling location. Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland.
Be a voter. It's the coolest thing to do.
This message from Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving the community since 1953.
Attention hunters, Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin is everything you need for the fall hunting season. Check out the 2024 Wicked Ridge and 10-point crossbows, including one that shoots up to 515 feet per second. With bear season open and deer season around the corner, stock up on wildlife research products like scents, deer corn, and apples coming soon. Grab a new or used shotgun for waterfowl and stay warm with stormy chromer clothing. Visit Bader Sports Center on South Lake Avenue in Phillips for all your hunting, fishing, and sports gear needs.
For reliable auto service, visit Jay's Automotive on Highway 13 in Park Falls. From tires to transmissions, their ASE certified technicians handle it all. With almost a decade of trusted service, they offer quality repairs at affordable prices. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, with towing available. Jay's Automotive, they'll get you back on the road.
Looking for top quality meats and more? Visit The Butcher and The Baker, just 1.5 miles up North River Road, past Palmquist Farms in Brantwood, Wisconsin. They offer a huge selection of beef, pork, chicken, fish, deli sandwiches, and frozen steak sandwiches. Don't miss their gift shop stocked with local treats, apparel, and more. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out their bundle deals and wild game processing. Follow them on Facebook for special events.
Hi, this is Tom Tiffany. Are you better or worse off than you were 4 years ago? Under the Biden-Harris administration, gas is up 45%, groceries 21%, and even a Wisconsin staple like cheese curds are up nearly 50%. If you want lower prices, affordable energy, and a federal government that cuts wasteful spending, then vote for Tom Tiffany on November 5th. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
98Q Country.
when that blacktop was just a gravel road, back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole, back when my old guitar had some brand new strings, yes it did, back when a work truck was just a stick shift, back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it, back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing, yeah we did, I could use some back then right now.
AQ Country with Tyler Hubbard, the old Florida Georgia guy. We are doing our day of giving, wrapping up our week of giving, benefiting Katkin's shelter here in Park Falls. We have 3.5 minutes, Gray, to get our bids in on these items. Where are we at on the five we're closing out?
Renew You Spa, $85 value has been bumped up to a $90 bid, so we're in prove-it mode on that one.
Thank you.
Let's see what you got. We appreciate it, Judy, for that bid. Lazy Loon Lodge, $10, currently at $20. Same story there.
Thank you.
Oh Dear Nutrition, both of those $25 certificates with $20 bids, so there's still room there, folks. And that cat doll, I would put it at worth more than $50. I bet there's a $75 bid out there for that cat doll that's currently at $50 and closing out in 3 minutes.
All right. We got 3 minutes to reach our goal of $3,000, too. We're about $469, to be exact, away from reaching our goal of $3,000. So if you want to be a last-minute hero here in the 9 o'clock hour and get us to $3,000 by 10 o'clock, if we get to $3,000 by 10, I'm going to shut up for about 20 minutes and just play some music, all right? How's that for incentive?
Buying some silence.
You're buying some silence, and you're buying some music, too. And if you make a pledge to push us over $3,000, I'll play whatever song you want. I don't care if it's Motley Crue or whatever it is. I'll do whatever you want. So let's see if we can get over $3,000 right now. Give Brianna a call. 71. She's pretending like she's working, but she's not. Put her to work. 715-762-3221. Let's make the phone ring. Pledge your business, individual. Maybe you've been blessed with a couple extra bucks in your pocket and you want to help out our furry friends, our folks at the animal shelter. It's a great way to do it. Every penny we raise goes for Katkin's today. So 469 bucks away from 3,000, and we need a few people to make a pledge. You can email us to WCQM at civicmedia.us. We got 2 minutes on the timer here. We're just going to stay with this, Gray.
I've actually got seconds rolling in the bottom right of my laptop. We're at about a minute 35, 34, 33. I'm not going to keep going.
I'm checking my text messages. I don't see anything in there.
Oh, by the way, check your quilts, by the way. If you've been looking and bidding on a quilt, chances are it's been updated in the last 15, 10 minutes. Quilt's a popular item today especially, but all of them fantastic items and all going to a great cause.
All right. And again, feel free to call us. You can always email, text us. There's a timestamp on there, so it will tell us when your bid came in, so we can keep it all fair there. We do have, let's see here. Okay, somebody wanted to bid on the lottery ticket basket, which is a really nice number. What do we have, 20? I'm going to let Gray handle that stuff. I'm trying to read the bids on the air. But, Tanya, we've been overwhelmed already, and we're only 4 hours into this here.
Yeah. It's been a wonderful morning so far, and we're getting some bids, and we have some awesome things here. And I did want to just reiterate, there is the pet portrait that is on the bid list doesn't have any bids yet, so I wanted to tell you what that is.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, so our local retired art teacher Deb Oswald will do a painted portrait or a drawn portrait of your pet.
Nice.
So you give her a picture, and she, let me tell you, she's done these before, and they're absolutely beautiful. It's an awesome thing. So that's what the pet portrait is, and there's two available. So there aren't any bids on that yet.